Lesson 4, Stressors and Coping Skills. A stressor is an activity, event, or other stimulus that causes stress. Stressors are those things that cause fear, anxiety, worry, stress, or panic in our lives. Coping refers to our response to those stressors. It relates to how we deal with and attempt to overcome problems and difficulties. If we were to draw a graph of our stressors and our coping skills, we could get a pretty good idea of our state of being. If our stressors are low and our coping skills are high, then we are at peace. If our stressors are high and our coping skills are also high, it might be challenging, but we are typically able to overcome any obstacles. However, if we find that our stressors are high and our coping skills are low, then our feelings of stress are high and we feel overwhelmed and unable to cope. What we want to do is to find ways to decrease our stressors and increase our coping skills. So let's explain a little more about coping skills. Our coping skills can typically be broken down into two areas of focus. The first is our expertise. In other words, it is our level of skill, ability, confidence, and resources to do whatever task is before us. For example, a 5-year-old might be overwhelmed by the task of adding 6 plus 7, but to a 10-year-old, that task is pretty simple. Likewise, for a 15 or 16-year-old, the multidimensional skills necessary to drive a car may seem overwhelming. But an adult might find that same task relaxing, since it requires very little effort. This is true every time we learn a new skill. As our expertise level increases, the task becomes easier, and we're better able to cope with the demands. Another aspect of coping skills is called somatic quieting. Somatic quieting turns on the relaxation response in the body. The relaxation response is essentially the opposite reaction to the stress response. It is a process of turning the rest and digest system back on. This releases chemicals and brain signals to make your muscles and organs slow down and increases blood flow to the brain. The term relaxation response was coined by Dr. Herbert Benson, an American medical doctor, cardiologist, author, and a founder of mind-body medicine. His book, called The Relaxation Response, describes the scientific benefits of relaxation and shows how it can be an effective treatment for a wide range of stress-related disorders. The relaxation response counteracts the physiological effects of stress and the fight-or-flight response. His research, conducted in the 1960s and 1970s, helped demystify meditation and brought it to the mainstream by demonstrating how meditation promotes better health, lower stress levels, increased well-being, and reduced blood pressure levels. There's another reason why we want to turn on that relaxation response. It helps us to be better able to handle our problems. Because when our bodies and minds are in a constant state of fight or flight, it narrows our focus and gives us a sort of tunnel vision. If we can get out of that fight or flight mentality and turn on the relaxation response, even if it's just for a few minutes each day, it gives our body and our mind a break. That helps to broaden our focus, and we are able to find new and creative ways to solve our problems. You are stronger than you think and smarter than you think. The answers to your problems are most likely already inside of you. You just need a way to tap into that greatness and set it free. Therefore, these two separate aspects of coping skills, expertise and somatic quieting, are interrelated. Calming down and turning on the relaxation response helps us to get back to the top of our game by broadening our vision and tapping into our own creative problem-solving skills. In the next lesson, I'll share some somatic quieting techniques that help to turn on that relaxation response and improve our coping skills. In closing, I'd like to share a quote by author Louisa May Alcott. She said, "I'm not afraid of storms, for I'm learning how to sail my ship."